Women Made New. I'm your host, Crystalina Ever. Thank you for joining me this week. Today, we have a special guest who is very dear to my heart. It is Father Luis Sosa, and he married Jason and I, and he has been my spiritual director for a good 16 years. And I thought he had some really good advice, so we'll get into that with him. But before we do, let's get our tip of the week on how we can live out our Catholic faith in our everyday life with Daniel Campbell.
Hi, this is Daniel Campbell, director of the lay division at St. John Vianney Theological Seminary for the Archdiocese of Denver, where we offer classes for lay people. How do I know that my prayer is successful? I'm so distracted. I have so much dryness. My prayers don't seem to get answered. Is this working? Well, the first thing we need to understand is that the quote-unquote success of prayer is not the feeling of prayer as it is our fidelity to prayer. Our interior life is working if we're getting up every morning to pray. And in that fidelity, we can recognize our Lord saying that you will know them by their fruits. Are we increasingly faithful to the duties of our state in life as husbands, wives, fathers, mothers, monks, nuns, priests? Are we growing in virtue in our daily lives, increased humility, increased repentance for sin? Do we have an increased desire to pray, to draw deeper into union with God, to go to Mass and receive the sacraments? These are the real signs of successful prayer, not how I feel about it. God loves you. He's willing to give you all that you need to become a saint. He knows the intention of your heart, and so be bold and confident with trusting in the grace of prayer. There's no need for anxieties surrounding distractions, dryness, and so forth in prayer, but judge success rather by your fidelity to prayer and its fruits in your daily life. It may not happen overnight. There may be years of distractions and dryness and prayers seemingly not getting answered, but my fidelity to the interior life in the midst of it all and the fruitfulness that results from that shows forth a bold confidence in the grace of Almighty God.
Welcome to Women Made New. I'm your host, Crystalina Evert. And before we get into it with Father Louis, I wanted to share some thoughts with you. There is so much going on in our society, in our church, and I was praying and I was really overwhelmed by just certain things that have been transpiring lately. And I was overwhelmed that day and I'm just like, Lord Jesus, what is happening right now? And you kind of feel just things are out of control, even though you know God is in control. And I know I say that and I mean it, what I'm saying, but when you look at everything, it's overwhelming. And you turn on the news and you try to wrap your mind around what's going on. And then the next day, you're still trying to wrap your mind around what's happening. And then you have to wrap your mind around some other new thing that's going on that's major and going to change people's lives. So I'm praying and I was looking down and you know how you do that Russian roulette with the Bible or a book, and I saw Mother Angelica's Holy Hour in our prayer area that we have here in the house. And I opened it up and it was absolute perfection, at least for me in my life. And Mother Angelica holds nothing back. And that is one of the things I love about her. No matter what, she just stood up for what is right. And she loved Jesus so much and she would defend him no matter what. And I saw this writing and it was absolutely beautiful. And I wanted to share it with all of you. What is happening in today's world? What is happening in our society and our minds and our hearts is such that we seem to have lost the sense of the awesome majesty of God. Blasphemy and sacrilege do not stir us to reparation. We fail to understand how terrible it is. What has happened to us? I wonder sometimes how fear influences us. We seem to have fear of the world, but no fear of God. It is the lack of prayer in our life, and it has made us lose that awesome fear of the Lord. We try to push him into a corner, Whereas we fear this organization or this person or this or that or the other thing. So we blaspheme the Lord, put him in a corner rather than standing tall with him. What is it? What is wrong with our culture? We need to pray. I ask you to remember that each of us is our brother's keeper. And it may be hard sometimes, but we are our brother's keeper. That means we are also the keeper of our brother Jesus. So if he is mangled and blasphemed, if the Eucharist is watered down and not taken seriously and looked upon as maybe just a symbol or whatever else, stand tall and say, my Jesus reigns in the Eucharist, and I believe that with my whole heart, mind, and soul. Be not afraid of what men say, for it is often like a puff of wind. And the Lord Jesus once said that the opinions of man mean nothing to me. Well, we cannot live on those opinions because they come and they go. I want you to stand tall for Jesus. I want you to be full of zeal and joy and not be anxious, but be ready to say, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask Our Lady to be with us to intercede for all those who blaspheme, for all those who commit sacrileges, and for all those who have gone headlong in the wrong direction. For those who do not see the signs of the time, God will not be mocked. I love you, but remember, God loves you an awful lot. You will never know how much. So I love you, and God bless. I read those words from Mother Angelica, and I felt so much stronger and strengthened. And it was something that I really just needed to hear. I knew all of those things, but I just needed to hear it, right? And she is such wisdom for our time right now and for a lot of the things people are going through. And in her writings, in The Holy Hour with Mother Angelica, or there's this huge book set that I bought when I was there. I just had the baby and I was promoting my Women Made New television series. These books that they came out with are absolutely magnificent. And they're so just down to earth and right where people are at. So if you're struggling, maybe prayer with your prayer life, or one book is all about like a quick guide to the sacraments, or just praying with Mother Angelica is another one. And you can buy them individually, or you can buy the whole book set like I did. And I've been going through them and it's been absolutely helpful in my life. And so I wanted to encourage you and make sure you knew about these tools that you can get if you're questioning your faith, if you're having a hard time, and it really comes in such ABC simple format, and Mother just truly speaks to your heart and kind of helps you sift through what's going on right now. And one thing in all of this that was so beautiful, and this was from her writings on Christ and Our Lady, is another one of those small booklets. And she talks about Jesus' loyalty. Because if you really think about Jesus, and he's in the Eucharist, just there waiting for us in adoration. We go to Mass and we're able to receive him. And he is so ready and willing with open arms. And no matter where we're at in life, he was welcoming us and he's there for us. And I wanted to read this small little excerpt from her book. And it's on loyalty. One of the most outstanding features of the personality of Jesus was his loyalty. He was loyal to his apostles with full knowledge of their cowardice. He was loyal to the poor, accepting the criticisms of the Pharisees so the destitute would never feel deserted. He was loyal to his commitment, no matter how unpopular he became with men of his time. He was loyal to his Father, accomplishing his will, even unto death. No matter how dark the darkness gets, Jesus is with us. Jesus is there, and Jesus is our light. And we cannot, as God's people, be marginalized and defined by other people's intentions that they have, how they are wanting us to be or live our faith, or We know in our hearts, no matter what God is asking us to do individually, as his people, that we intrinsically, at the end of the day, know right from wrong. And we can't just throw that out the window because society is wanting us to conform to something different. And at this point, I think the most powerful thing we can do is just surrender to the will of God in our lives. We just have to surrender all of the good, all of the bad, everything that every person is going through. And everyone's going through a lot right now, a lot of people. And I know I've said this for a while, but it just seems like nobody is unscathed from what is happening. So know that you're not alone. You're not the only one in struggles. You're not the only one battling right now spiritually, or you're not the only one feeling that oppression or that heaviness, because it's everywhere. Everyone's experiencing that. So do not become disheartened, because that's exactly where the evil one wants us to be. He wants us to be disheartened. He wants us to be overwhelmed. He wants us full of fear and not going back to the basis of what we know as Catholics, and that Jesus is there waiting for us in the Eucharist, and he has all the answers. He has all the grace and he has all the strength that he's willing to share with us to get through whatever it is you're going through in your life right now. And if you really think about it and you take that spiritual inventory and you really step back and you look at your life, maybe that's something that you can do today, is to go to adoration, take a pad and a piece of paper and really think about, what is it that you're resisting? What is it in your life that you are not handing over to Jesus, maybe that he has asked you? What is it you're not listening to that he's put on your heart? And one of the most important things that we have in our life is our soul, and the state of our soul is purely and solely, it is our responsibility, because every action that we take is an act of our will, and it will have a ripple effect. And all the decisions being made right now is having a massive ripple effect on our society, on the church, and you as a Catholic, and it affects things in your home, maybe. It affects things going on in your life. And again, just don't be disheartened, but to go and draw your strength from Jesus in the Eucharist. Go to Mass, go to confession today. We have got to be right with God right now, especially with all the confusion going on, to not hold back, but give Jesus everything, even your sin today. Go to confession. That is your starting point, and that's where, if you feel like you can't hear the voice of God, or you're confused, or it's difficult and you're questioning your own faith, go back to the basics of what we know, and that are the sacraments. And confession will help you get rid of all, maybe that just yuck or that block that maybe you do have with God and not being able to hear his voice. Go to confession today. And then go to adoration. Make it a point to spend time with Jesus in the Eucharist. And there's a lot of talk going on about maybe having to go back to locking everything down and just new things happening, that there may come a time where we may have to do that again. I don't know. God willing, we won't. But right now, we have Jesus in the Eucharist, and let's take advantage of that today. Let's go see him and work through all of this. And one of the most important things, again, is your soul, to be right with God. And what is your intention for your life? What is your intention when you get up in the morning? What are your intentions for, let's say, today? And really be more methodical about how you're living, what you're doing, and the direction maybe even you're taking your family, because all of those things matter. All of those things are important. And to pray with your family every night, even if it's just three Hail Marys or one Hail Mary that you say before you go to bed, when you get up in the morning, gather your family. Maybe you just say one Hail Mary or a Saint Michael before you go out into the world. Just bring God into everything that you do. Am I perfect? Do I do everything perfectly? Do I approach every situation perfectly? Absolutely not. Nobody does. Everybody has their problems. Everybody has their problems, and nobody is unscathed from sin. So know that maybe if you are being hard on yourself or whatever it is, just get rid of it. Just get rid of it. Don't worry about it. And know that God is calling you, and it is all hands on deck right now. And he's calling you. He's calling me. He's calling every single person that will hear his voice and to just answer that call. So again, today I encourage you, go to adoration, go to confession and see where you're at. Maybe the things you're avoiding, the things you need to get rid of. What are those blocks in your life that are keeping you from hearing his voice? And just do not be disheartened. And one of the things I did in my life was to get a spiritual director, and that was Father Louis. And it was absolutely so powerful. And the times that you are discouraged or you need help or you're questioning things, a spiritual director can help you sift through that. And Father Louis never held back. He was always just so straightforward and honest. And if you want a spiritual director, you can call your parish and see maybe if your priest in your church does spiritual direction. And at the end of the day, I really just prayed and asked God to show me who he wanted my spiritual director to be. And I met Father Louis years and years and years ago when Jason and I were just courting. And he was just such a strong, powerful force in my life. And I wanted to share him with you today. So without further ado, we are going to go to break with our friends at EWTN. And then when we get back, we will speak to Father Louis. Stay tuned.
Now, not only can you watch EWTN anywhere, but anytime with EWTN On Demand. Get on-demand access to more than 12,000 EWTN programs, including live shows and specials, all in one place, all free. Just go to EWTN.com/on-demand. There's nothing to fill out, no memberships required, and no fees to pay. All you need is an internet connection, and you're good to go. EWTN On Demand. Fast, easy, and free.
There's times in life when people want to tell you everything's going to be okay, and you know it's just not. You get a medical report or financial disaster or you name it, and it's just not okay. Jesus knew we'd have to deal with all that stuff, and yet he commands us throughout the Gospels not to worry. Why? Because he also knew the final victory he was about to win for us. Listen, for a Christian, peace of mind doesn't come from winning in this life all the time. It comes from knowing you already won forever in Christ. Peace doesn't come from our circumstances being okay. It comes from knowing that our circumstances don't get the final word. Our trials don't come to stay. They all come to pass. Keeping that in mind helps us pass through whatever trials life throws at us as victors, not victims. Jesus said, "I've told you these things so you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Welcome to Women Made New. I'm your host, Crystalina Evert. Thank you for joining me. My guest today is very dear to my heart, and he has been my spiritual director for about, I'd say, 16 years, and his name is Father Louis Solsa, and he is at Our Lady of the Rosary in San Diego, California. Thank you for joining me today, Father Louis.
Thank you for calling me. I don't know why you chose me, but I am ready to help you in any ways.
Wonderful. Can you start us off in a prayer, please?
In the name of the I want to say it in Latin because the devil, does not like Latin. And I taught Latin for 21 years. In nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tui mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Sed est sapientiae, ora pro nobis, in nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Amen. That was a beautiful Hail Mary. Thank you, Father Louis. I wanted to have you on today because there's so much going on in the church. There's so much going on in the world right now that people are scared. People are confused. People are not sure where to turn, and they're not finding peace when they turn to the church. And it's a little, there's a lot of gray right now, Father Louis, and people aren't getting the correct answers. And I thought it would be good because a lot of the advice that you've given me has been very helpful. So what would you say to the people right now struggling or scared or searching or having a hard time finding what they need spiritually?
I'm very impressed by the fact that started to hear confessions again, and like today, and half of the people are concerned about what the Pope says, what about the government says, and they are not only confused, they are distressed, depressed, and I just pray for them. But this is my advice to them. What happened in the church happened before. We can read articles and so on, the history of the church. But what is important is, according to me, the words of Saint Teresa of Avila, the doctor of the church. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing. God does not change. Patience conquers all. And I always stop there. We have to be patient. To be patient and things will change. But I like also the words of Padre Pio, who said, pray, hope, and not worry. At the time of the life of Padre Pio, so much turmoil. He was put practically in jail. He had to stay for 2 years, over 2 years, in mass alone, because of gossip, because of confusion. But I want something very important in my life, to have interior peace. I don't worry. The Lord will take care. And to those people who are confused, I say, just pray, hope, and don't worry. Worry is to work with the devil who wants to destroy the church, and he's doing a terrific job. And that is what I say. And to instruct themselves a little more about the catechism. One thing I find very disappointing among us Catholics is that we are ignorant about the catechism. I have copies. I send it to people, and they are very happy to have clear answers about the faith.
Yes, and that's one thing people are not getting right now is clear answers. And if they are questioning, it would be good to go back to pull your catechism out. And it probably has dust on it. I know mine did for a very long time until I got really curious about certain things, and certain things I noticed were changing and I wasn't too sure about it. And so I pulled out my catechism. I pulled out my Bible. You have to go back to the basics of what we know and what we were taught and look it up for yourself, because knowledge really is power, and the Holy Spirit really does speak to our heart, and he guides us and he shows us which direction God wants us to go. But we have to listen, and we have to quiet the noise, that the worldly noises of the TV and the phones and the computers and everything else that is a distraction, and to truly go into prayer.
Now, I like to always to use prayer to the Holy Spirit of Cardinal Mercier. Cardinal Messier said, and I always use it when I have a job to do. And I say, Holy Spirit, tell me what to do. Give me your orders. Tell me what to say. Tell me what to suggest. And I never regret what I said, because I believe the Holy Spirit enlightens and give answers. And I'm very happy that I have interior peace. I don't want to lose my interior peace. Though there is confusion, though there is a dissent, though there is a lot of anger, a lot of disappointment, but people have to learn a little more about their faith first, second, about the problems of our time, third, to do a little bit more what Jesus asks us, prayer and penance. We have here in the hall a huge exhibit, 30 posters. Cristalina, we have 30 posters.
Wow.
About Our Lady of Fatima Basilica, where I worked 10 years. And what I am impressed is the fact that Our Lady asked us to do penance. I prefer to ask people to do little penances, to cut down on things.
Give us examples. What are practical examples of penances that someone who maybe hasn't done penances in a really long time, Father Louis, that can do penances today?
Penances to me means I will say an extra rosary first. Second, I will go to the chapel or to the church and have 1 hour of adoration for people who are disappointed, are distressed. Third, I give up some food, part of my food. For instance, I don't put cheese on my spaghetti. And to be in, for the Italians, that is a mortal sin.
So, you know, Sicily, it's a thing.
So
right?
You have to give it up. You have to learn little penances every day, to kneel down, saying when something comes up that is disappointing to us, we kneel down, we say a prayer right away, to wear a crucifix, a little penance, to wear a crucifix all the time, and to put it outside, not inside, to show to people that our faith, and to have always a rosary in our hands. I like the story of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She always had a rosary in her hand, and she was asked why. She said, I want the Blessed Mother to hold my hand. And she did great things, marvelous things, super things.
Oh, I love that imagery, Father Louis, because even in my own home, or if I'm struggling or whatever it is going on, and I get my rosary, I think that is beautiful, that I'm holding the Blessed Mother's hand, and just to remind me that she's with me, because she is our mother and mother of God, and she's powerful. But we have to remember she's also a warrior queen, and God has her stepping on the serpent's head. And we have to know that she's with us in the battle.
Cristalina, I wanted to send to you many times a big rosary, 15 daggers.
Oh, wow. I would love that, Father Louis.
It's a huge, to put it on the table and all your children hold one decade. And when you say the Hail Mary, they go, they move.
Hey, that's pretty neat. I like that.
I will look for it. I have it. And it's beautiful.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
Second, not to be afraid of the faith. We Catholics are so afraid.
Yes.
Of our own faith. And some people have statues in front of their house and they steal it. And other people don't practice the faith anymore.
But why? They are being called back to the faith, for sure.
But yes, But I have experiences, especially my brother-in-law. I don't know why my very holy sister, she married a communist.
Wow.
He became a socialist. Now he died 1 week ago, but they said a rosary every night. They attend mass every night. So something beautiful happened. Prayers are always answered.
Wow.
Prayers are always answered. Not the way in which we want. We want the prayer to be answered now. No, no, we wait patiently.
In God's
and
time.
And the Lord will help, yes.
Did he have a conversion?
Who, my brother-in-law?
Yes.
Oh, a lot. A lot of conversion.
Wow.
And many other people. One conversion. Somebody came to confession. And he was depressed because a wife died. And he started to drink a lot. And I don't know what I did. I shouted in the confessional, "Stop it!" He stopped. He wrote a letter to me. And he thanked me that I shouted.
Wow.
Because he stopped. Many other conversions. There are so beautiful stories that I want people to know that it's possible for them to change, not to be afraid. Today, the ugly story. A husband said, very holy man, very, very holy. And he said, my wife is against religion. She criticizes me that I go to church. It has make a scapular. That the grandchildren come to church with me now and in the morning. I said, don't worry. I said to him, no worry. Brother Pio said, pray, hope, don't worry. And just continue. I say to people, I just pray for you.
Mm.
I will say my third rosary tonight just for you. If it works, works. You never know.
The power of prayer, huh?
And Cristalina, I believe in the prayers. We cannot give up. Pray, hope, and don't worry.
For those of you who maybe just tuned in, I am speaking with Father Louis Solsa at Our Lady of the Rosary in San Diego. And Father Louis, for those that don't know, some do, he married Jason and I, and he has done every single sacrament for our children, the baptisms and First Communions. And we just literally came back last month from our daughter Angelica's First Communion. So we've been really blessed to have Father Louis in our lives for a while, but he's helped so much and his spiritual advice has helped me so much that I wanted to share it with all of you. So Father Louis has been around for a while.
I wrote a note to you that First Communion of Angelica was one of the best days of my life. I felt so happy, so uplifted. I said, we need that boost, especially when I was going to meet a picture of how she was making the Thanksgiving after Holy Communion.
It was
bow
precious.
Down. It was so beautiful. It made me cry. Cristalina, older you get, you cry. You become softer. So I cried when I saw it, and I thank God that you have given to me that beautiful opportunity. She came up, ran upstairs, she hugged me, and looking straight in my face, she said, I want to become a nun.
She does. She's been saying that. I've been shocked.
I was stunned, and I said, just be patient, just pray. And help your mother, help your father, help your children, and on and on. Thank you, Cristalina, for giving me this opportunity. Try to remember, you're always in my prayers, always in my rosary, always every day I pray for you, especially for the last child I baptized. I call him Big Louie.
Big Louie. That's right. We did. We named Louis after Father Louie because he's been so instrumental in our lives. And Father Louie, I would love if you could tell everyone the advice that you gave me and that you give a lot of people about how they can become saints.
How to become a saint is very easy. Very easy. Saint Thomas Aquinas wrote the shortest letter to her sister saint in Latin. Si vis. How to become a saint? Si vis. If you want. But my founder gave three rules. First of all, the first rule is routine. Many Catholics don't follow the routine. They skip Mass. They skip the rosary. Crystalina, I ask a lot of people, all the people that come to confession, if they say the rosary, most don't. We have a very beautiful church. You saw the beautiful marble, the beautiful mosaic now.
Yes, on it's the floor. Magnificent.
They
yes.
are gorgeous. And they don't say the rosary. Why? Why? Because we get away. We don't pray. Second suggestion, besides the routine, is that we lift up our heart to God a lot. I have occasions a billion times. I see beautiful flowers. I see beautiful birds in the sky here in San Diego. And the beautiful clouds. And the beautiful people, they struggle with their life. And I lift up to God, thanking God. So I thank God all the time and for all the good stuff that he did for me. And third, the third step to become a saint is something very important. Crystalina is very important. Force yourself to acquire merits, to keep the mouth shut, never argue, to trust, to smile. I tell people to read jokes, to change attitudes. I had a booklet of jokes. I hope I sent one to you.
Yes, you have. Absolutely.
So read it once in a while. They are interesting. I read it too. I'm surprised that I was printed that. Somebody paid for the printing. We would like to reprint it again. So it is very important to force. Today I want to force myself to say three rosaries. Today I force myself to smile more. Today I force myself to be happy. Today I force myself to put up with people. I force myself to listen to people who are depressed, though it's boring. No, no, no.
So it's really an act of the will, Father Louis, what you're talking about.
Will.
And just not saying things that we want to and keeping our mouth quiet in those times. And the times that we don't feel like praying, though we have to go pray. All of what you're saying truly is an act of our will and giving that over and offering that up. And that even is a form of penance in itself, because a lot of the things that God
yes.
is asking us to do,
yes.
a lot of the times we don't want to do. We want to do what we want to do. But in order to get close to God is an act of the will.
Become selfish, and we are no good. Sometimes I say confession, you know, you are very selfish. Father Pio, whose book was just published by Father Emmert, Gabriel Emmert published a book about Father Pio, and he was blunt. You stink, he was saying. You stink like a pig. That's what he was saying to people. He was not afraid. Why? He was not afraid because in that way, he made many saints. Crystalina, I made a DVD. Padre Pio makes saints. And all the people, they became saints through the life of Padre Pio. I believe was very beautiful.
Wow.
If you didn't see it, I would love to send one to you.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Because I tell you many times, Kristalina, you are very precious to me.
For all of those people that maybe don't even believe in the Eucharist, Father Louis, what advice do you have for them that they're really struggling?
Kristalina, I studied sociology, as you know, and sociology taught me statistics. I love statistics. Now I hate them. Why they tell me, for instance, 7 people go to communion, only 3 believe in the real presence. 9 out of 10 people go to hell because they are lost. That is what St. Jerome and St. Francis de Sales said. So many people don't believe in the Eucharist because they don't practice. They don't practice, for instance, the spiritual communion. We have to constantly repeat. Repeat, 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 and never lose patience, St. Paul says. So, why people don't believe in the Holy Eucharist? Because they don't grow. They don't want to be nourished. They become selfish. They are closed in. They are proud. They listen to non-Catholic programs on the radio and so on. So they lose the faith. We have a class, Bible class. We are doing all the Eucharistic miracles. So many, so beautiful. Kristalina, you will be surprised how many times Jesus showed himself to be real. The host became flesh, for instance, like the miracle in Buenos Aires, and on and on. And I am 90 years old. I don't want to give up. I want to teach. I want to constantly practice, stronger the faith, and never lose patience.
That's right. That's right, Father Louis.
And that is what makes me very happy, to be very happy to be a priest, to be a religious priest. So, Kristalina, I am very happy to talk to you. And I do hope that the people learn. So the 3 steps, first, routine. Second step, lift up your heart a lot during the day. Third step, force yourself. Today I force myself to give something up. It's very difficult to give up pizza.
And it can be anything, but those small things matter to Jesus.
A lot.
They really matter to Jesus. And we think they don't, and it's not a big deal. And we blow it off and we think, well, somebody else is going to do it. So why should I bother? But that other person may not do it. And your actions could change the course of someone's life. And you never even know it.
I notice a lot of people change the course of their life because you are not giving yourself. You're giving Jesus.
That's right.
You know, remember the words, last words I said to Angelica, your daughter, before she received communion. She said, Angelica, become what you eat. That is what from St. Augustine.
Wow. Wow. And people think it's hard to be a saint. People think it's really difficult and it's too much and, oh, they don't want to live that kind of life. But if you want, it's an act of the will of everything, every decision we make, right?
Now, Kristalina, my founder, St. Anthony Mary Zacharia, said, don't become a saint, but a great saint. It's possible.
Yes.
It's very possible.
That's right.
I meet many people who are normal, and according to me, they are great saints.
Oh, well,
they practice the faith, they love God, and they have a rosary in their left pocket. Kristalina, thank you so much.
Thank you for being here today, Father Louis, and I'm sure it helped a lot of our listeners. And I just thank you for your testimony and just living out the faith and helping so many people with everything that you do and all of your efforts, Father Louis. Truly, you have been changing lives there and you changed my life. So I want to thank you.
Can I say one thing? I always wear my collar, even when I go to the hospital. And one nurse stopped me one day, Father, many priests come here to the hospital. You are the only one who always wear your collar. I want to show that I am a priest. I want to show to people that faith is important. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father Louis, and thank you for being here on Women Made New. God bless you.
God bless you. Real, real good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want to thank my guest again, Father Louis Sulza, for being here with me and sharing his beautiful wisdom. And I would encourage all of you to pray for the priest that you go to confession to. Pray to the priests that do mass for you. Pray for priests in general, the priests that maybe are struggling or having a hard time in their own faith or having a hard time in their own belief in the Eucharist, because that is a real thing that is happening. And maybe that's a topic we want to avoid and not think about and don't want to go there, but we should, because we need to show up to our own fight and we need to show up to the battle that is raging in our church. And we have got to support our priests. We've got to pray for them, and we have got to give them that spiritual support that they probably need right now. So even a simple Hail Mary, a Glory Be, an Our Father, anything, because don't get jaded to the point where you don't think there are good, holy, beautiful priests out there that love Jesus with all their heart and they want to do what's right. They want to help God's people. They're there willing, ready, and able to do God's will. And so let's not write off all the really good, holy, unbelievable priests that are out there because there are some that may not be so good. So let's pray for all of them, and God's will be done. God's will be done in your life, my life, and not to be afraid of whatever it is he's asking you to do. And there's one other writing that really hit home for me from Mother Angelica. And this one comes from her practical guide to holiness. She says, "How does Jesus love me? He loved me before I was born, and he loved me when I was a sinner. He loves me with all my faults and imperfection as I am now. He is loving, patient with all my infidelities. He's left all of heaven to come down and teach me by word and example how to live. He loves me as if no one else existed. I am more valuable to him than all of creation. His love for me is infinite and completely unselfish. His love is merciful and rejoices when I seek forgiveness. His love is provident, and he takes care of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And his love is personal. I am unique to him. His love endures and does not diminish when I am unfaithful. His love seeks out my misery in order to bestow grace upon grace. His love gives me joy just to know he really loves me. His love suffered all kinds of persecutions to give me courage. His love is good, and his love makes me better. He loves me today, knowing I may be unfaithful tomorrow. His love is strong enough to run the risks of saying no when I ask for something that is not for my good. His love is patient when I prefer others' love to his. His love is kind. He does so many little things for me every day. His love is all-embracing, and he is interested in the smallest details of my life, that the very hairs of my head are all numbered. His love is humble, and he stoops down and raises me up. His love made me him a servant when he prepared breakfast for his apostles, the Sea of Tiberias. His love desires to be loved in return. His love is not repulsed by my misery. His love gave me every drop of his blood for me. His love desires to bear fruit in my soul by my doing good to my neighbor. His love seeks to make me pleasing to the Father. His love calls me friend. His love is attentive to my needs, and he wants to ask so that he may give. And his love is more concerned with what I am than with who I am. We forget Jesus loves us so much in our brokenness, in our faults, and he calls us even when we are in our sin. And to know that all of the things that I just read off of Mother Angelica's wisdom, one of those things applies and may resonate with you. And to just ponder on that, take that today into prayer. Just know there's nothing you can do to separate yourself from God's love. And I used to think that there was, and the life that I was living and everything that was going on, I was in such despair. But God can pierce any darkness that you're in, and don't underestimate the power of what God wants to do in your own life. If you'd like to know more about my ministry, you can go to womenmadenew.com or chastityproject.com. And if you go to womenmadenew.com, you can find an adoration chapel that is closest to you right now. And you just type in your zip code. If you go to the very bottom of the website, it says adoration. Click on that and you type in your zip code, and then it will pull up all the different churches in your surrounding area. Or you can go to adoration and maybe they'll have confession there. But that way there's no excuses, and that it's just right there at your fingertips and that you can find it. And also any prayers that you may be looking for, or a devotion to any saints, even to do the rosary with Mother Angelica. And you can go to the EWTN.com or to download the EWTN app. I would highly encourage you to do that. And you can get the latest news going on in the church and even around the world. Also prayers. They have daily mass. They even have Eucharistic live adoration at different times, that if you can't make it to an adoration chapel, just take 15 minutes and spend time in prayer, and you can pull it up. They're right there on your phone. It's obviously not the same, but it's still very powerful. And utilize the tools that God has given you. And he's given us a lot, especially with EWTN. They are such a blessing right now, and to utilize that. And I know I can go to EWTN and find truth. And it's solid and it's good and it's going to be life-giving to my soul. So to tap in the resources that they have, and they have an entire section on their website of prayer. So no, I'm praying for all of you. Please keep my family in your prayers. And I hope you have a wonderful, beautiful, life-giving Saturday, and go to confession. And I'm going to go today, and I'm going to do everything that I said. I'll never ask you to do something that I am not willing to do, and that we are all in this battle together. I hope you all have a wonderful Saturday, and God bless.